Amber stared at Dumoulin. You deny our Savior, say he was merely a man and not the Son of God? You defile the true cross? Very well. You will see what it is like to endure the cross. The whip came again, to his back, his buttocks, his legs. Blood splattered. Amber stopped his thrashing.
Crown the master, he yelled.
Dumoulin lifted his head and saw what looked like a round piece of black iron. Nails were bound to the edges, their tips angled down and in. Amber came close.
See what our Lord endured.
The crown was wedged onto his skull and pounded down tight. Nails bit into his scalp. Blood oozed from the wounds.
Bring him, Amber said.
Dumoulin was dragged across the chapel to a tall wooden door. A stool was produced, and he was balanced on top. The shackles were removed. Amber handed three nails to one of the guards.
His right arm to the top, Amber ordered, as we discussed.
Dumoulin saw the hammer and realized what they intended to do.
Dear God.
The point of a nail pressed to his flesh. He saw the hammer swing back. The nail pierced his wrist and he screamed. Dumoulin's left arm was pulled out and another nail driven through the flesh. Amber kicked the stool away and Dumoulin's weight was now borne entirely by his wrists. One of the guards grabbed his right foot. The left foot was then placed behind it and both were tacked to the door with a single nail. Dumoulin was beyond screaming. Amber inspected the handiwork.
Little blood, well done. As our Lord and Savior endured, so will you, with one difference.
Amber slowly swung the slab out on its hinges, then slammed it shut. Dumoulin's body pivoted off the nails. The agony was a kind he'd never known existed.
Do you mock the Inquisition now? Amber asked.
He wanted to tell Amber that he hated the church for what it was doing. A weak pope controlled by a bankrupt French monarch had somehow managed to topple the greatest religious organization man had ever known. 15,000 brothers, 9,000 estates. A band of brothers that once dominated the Holy Land. They were the epitome of everything good. Thank heaven he'd taken precautions. Philip IV would never see an ounce of Templar gold and silver. And he would never see the greatest treasure of all. Dumoulin mustered his last energy and raised his head. Amber drew close.
Damn you to hell, he whispered.
He heard Amber scream for the door to be swung. He was being taken down. How long he'd hung, he didn't know. He was carried back to his cell.
I have been told, Amber said, that when a new brother was accepted into your order, the candidate had been draped around the shoulders in a linen shroud. Something about resurrecting into a new life as a Templar.
Amber folded the cloth from the chest in the chapel down the length of Dumoulin's damp body.
I am told this was wrapped around every Paris initiate. You are now reborn, Amber mocked.
Dumoulin was too weak to respond. He told himself to think pleasant thoughts. One kept coming to mind. He was the only man alive who knew. That was the way of the order. One master passed the knowledge to the next in a way that only the next would know. Unfortunately, because of his sudden arrest, the passing this time would be accomplished another way. He would not allow Philip or the church to win. Then a biblical passage occurred to him. So as he lay wrapped in the shroud, his body pouring forth blood and sweat, he thought of Deuteronomy. Let me alone, that I may destroy them.